Let's get updated with this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwis, joined by Brent Gloy. He is co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and also one of the contributors at ageconomist.com if you'd like to read the blog. Well, Brent, we've been talking a lot about a new farm bill, but let's go back and talk about changes under the 2014 farm bill and how things have fared. First of all, tell us about the changes we saw.
So as we're getting ready to start writing a new farm bill, we thought it'd be interesting to kind of go back and look and see how, you know, what the experience has been under the current farm bill. And one of the big changes was the elimination of fixed direct payments from the 2008 farm bill. So we got rid of those, and then now we have ARC payments, mostly ARC County or PLC payments, which are based on a fixed price. It was a pretty big change in the bill. I'll tell you, you know, based on my travels around the country and even the state of Nebraska, the satisfaction with the program differs greatly based on who you're talking to, because the payments have been quite a bit different.
Well, let's compare what payments have been under each program.
Yeah, so if you go back to the direct payment program, in fact, I used to tell people early on that I kind of expected, you know, it'd probably all average out, and payments under ARC County would probably average about, you know, what we got under the old direct payment program. But in some areas, that's not the case. In some areas, it's been quite a bit more, and others quite a bit less. But if you look at it, ARC PLC has paid out more on average its first 2 years than the direct payment program had. But that average, I think, misses the reality that it varies a lot from state to state.
Well, let's talk about some of the state breakdowns, and there were some pretty big differences in there, weren't there?
Yeah, we've got a pretty interesting map on the website. If you look at your state, Nebraska, actually, if you compare the ARC PLC payments from 15 and 16 to what people got from 2000 to 2013 under direct payments, we're at about 200%, a little over 200%. So in other words, we've got about twice as much. If you go south of us into Kansas, it's about 100%. But you start getting, you know, even further south, Oklahoma, Texas, and then over to the west, the experience has been much less. They've gotten, you know, California, for instance, 16% of what they got under the direct payment program. So Texas is about 89%. As we kind of look at it, the other thing, you take Nebraska, for instance, 215%, but if you look at it at the county level, you know, I can pull up counties in Nebraska that have gotten no ARC County payments next to a bordering a county that's received over $70 per acre per year under this program. So there's just a huge disparity in those payments, even within a state like Nebraska, which on average has fared quite well under ARC PLC.
We'll wrap it up for us, Brent. How are these factors going to be shaping our new farm bill?
This is exactly, I think, what's going to drive some of the debate, is this disparity between just different states' experiences with ARC PLC, and as well as experiences within those states. So I don't know, you know, I have a big crystal ball about exactly what's going to happen in that debate, but I would look for, you know, ways that people will try and work to mitigate some of that, you know, kind of what I call local variability in payment rates, even within a state like Nebraska. There's going to be a lot of work that's going to have to take place in the next couple years.
Well, for more information on ARC and PLC and the new farm bill, go to ageconomist.com. Or if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. That's this week's Ag Economic Insights. For Brent Gloy, I'm Joe Gangwis.